This is program number LW2048. Well, if there was one thing Abraham Lincoln determined to do in his life, it was to set men free. Hi, this is Larry West. On September 21st, 1862, Lincoln summoned his cabinet to the White House for a special session. Secretary of War Stanton reports about it. He said, "The president was reading a book and hardly noticed me as I came in. Finally," he said, "he turned to us and said, 'Gentlemen, did you ever read anything of Artemus Ward? Let me read a chapter that is very funny.'" Lincoln then read out loud something humorous written by Artemus Ward. It was entitled, "A High-Handed Outrage at Utica." Well, Stanton said he was furious. He regarded such acts as buffoonery on Lincoln's part, a waste of time. Stanton almost got up and left out of the room. But Lincoln read on to the end of the story, and then he gave a hearty laugh. Everyone else in the room was silent, though. Seeing the silence, Lincoln responded disappointedly. He asked them, "Gentlemen, why don't you laugh?" He said, "With the fearful strain that is upon me night and day, if I did not laugh, I should die, and you need this medicine as much as I do." Then Lincoln reached into his tall hat on the table, took out a paper, and said, "I have called you here upon very important business." He said, "I have prepared a little paper of much significance. I have said nothing to anyone," he went on, "but I have made a promise to myself and to my Maker. I am now going to fulfill that promise." Lincoln read in a clear voice these words: "On the 1st of January, in the year of our Lord, 1863, all persons then held as slaves in any state or designated part of a state shall be then and thenceforth and forever free." Well, Stanton sat there, stunned. He was overwhelmed. It was something Stanton had wanted for a long time. Stanton got up, took Lincoln's hand, and said, "Mr. President, if reading a chapter of Artemus Ward is a prelude to such a deed as this, the book should be filed among the archives of the nation and the author canonized." At noon on January 1st, 1863, the final proclamation was taken to Lincoln. It was the very document that would free the slaves. As it lay before him, he twice picked up his pen and then put it down. Turning to Secretary of State Seward, he said, "I have been shaking hands since 9 o'clock this morning, and my right arm is almost paralyzed. If my name ever goes into history, it will be for this act," Lincoln said. Then he uttered his determination. He said, "And my whole soul is in it." Lincoln said, "If my hand trembles when I sign the proclamation, all who examine the document hereafter will say he hesitated." Lincoln then took up the pen again and slowly and firmly wrote his name, Abraham Lincoln. It was some time after that Lincoln told a man by the name of Francis B. Carpenter, the artist who painted a picture commemorating the event, that he regarded the Emancipation Proclamation as, and this is the way he put it, "the central act of my administration and the great event of the 19th century." When Colonel McKay of New York reported that he had found enormous affection for Lincoln among freed men on the coast of North Carolina, the president was deeply moved. Lincoln told McKay, "It's a momentous thing to be the instrument under Providence of the liberation of a race." It's true. The Emancipation Proclamation, the document that freed the slaves in this country of ours, is one of the most important documents in the history of our nation. But though Lincoln is the one who signed it, he still understood who it really was responsible for it, and he didn't credit himself with it. For when Richmond was captured, Lincoln went to get a first-hand look. When he landed, a newly freed slave saw him and yelled, "Glory, hallelujah!" And a bunch of them dropped to their knees as the president approached. When Lincoln saw them, he said to them, "Don't kneel to me." He said, "You must kneel to God only and thank Him for your freedom." And isn't that where the credit lies? Lincoln was determined to carry out this act even if he accomplished nothing else in his life. He was determined to set men free. Likewise, Jesus Christ was just as determined. And the freedom Jesus has come to bring is freedom that will last forever. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. What are you doing with Jesus Christ? I have a Bible study course I think will help. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.